Friday, Tere Majda, Hey Elu, Hey Tishri, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Reb Shmuel Halpern.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. And the ones who are here from the distance. We're now in the middle of Yiv Gvaldigi Yimei Simcha. Chazal tell us, Dirsha Hashem bihimutzoi, Kurei biyoise kurov. Seek out Hashem when you can find him. Kurei, call him biyoise kurov when he's close. Is going on a seris Yimei Tshiva. Eile asuri yumim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippur. These are the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. If you think into these words, which Chazal tell us that this pusik is going on, Dirshi Hashem, seek out Hashem, when you can find him. We know very often during the year, we want to get closer to the Eibishter, and it's not so easy sometimes. Kirva selikim litoiv, person is close to Hashem, it's good for him. But it's not always accessible so easily. Very often we have Amachitza Mavdeles Nebuch, which comes sometimes from Avinuseini. Kroi, call out to Hashem, biyoise kurev, when he's close to us. Chazal tell us, negei ala alucha also, a tefillah from Ayuchid doesn't always get answered. But a tefillah from Ayuchid in a seris meitshiva, vet neskabel, azoi bi a tefillah sarabim, has a tremendous koyach because we're so close to the Eibishter. And that's why it's such a yimei simcha. We know oiz v'chedvo b'mkoymoy. In the Eibishter's mukaim is a moirdika place of simcha. Our neshumas come from tachas kisei akuvet. Our neshumas come from chatziva tachas kisei akuvet. With that, it's a mukim simcha. It's a oiz v'chedvo b'mkoymoy. It's a moirdika chedvo in the mukim of the Eibishter. But during the year, very often, we find ourselves distanced from this mukim chedvo. When it comes to the tzat, when the pusik tells us, Dirish Hashem bihimutzoi, kroi, call out to him, biyoise kurev, he's close. If he's close, it means we're close to him. If we're close to him, then b'mukim v'da Eibishter is chedva, it's a mukim of simcha. So really, it's a gewaldige yimei simcha. The spitz from the yimei simcha is yim kippur, yim akudosh. We have no mechitza at all. We behave like maluchim. We behave like we have no shaychas to ilam hazeh. We don't eat, we don't drink. We daven as much as we can in shil. We push it, maluchim. But the chiddush is we're even more than maluchim. Because we're people who have 2 feet on this world and we're still maluchim. And that's why we have such a gewaldige yom simcha. Be'etzem of yom kippur, yom hakudosh, what we daven machen arakida. We should be dancing from simcha. From the closeness to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day that we look forward to the whole year. Besides the gewaldige male that Yom HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives us a matuna toiva, a matnas chinam, as he cleanses us from all our avarice, when he cleanses us completely. Somebody told me this morning, a gedanke, an idea, after davening this morning, it was disgusting, so somebody said that the Aseres Meitshiva is like a car wash. What happens if you go to a car wash? First, especially get the hand car washes. First they spend 5 minutes soaping it all up, suds all over. The car turns white completely. They're busy soaping it. And then they turn on the water and everything gets scrubbed clean. Then everything comes off. But if you just do the water, it'll get somewhat clean, but you're missing the real stuff. So the our avoider in the Aseres Meitshiva is to put on the soap. We say in davening, the Eibishter is going to throw onto us reine Wasser, pure water, tahartem. It's going to clean us out completely. Depending on how much soap we put on beforehand, will depend on how deep that cleansing went. We've been living in months and months of hearing these words, deep clean, deep clean, deep clean. That's what it's talking to us, deep clean. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, let's do a deep clean. Let's do a proper deep clean, not a surface clean. Not just sanitizing our hands when we get just killed a few germs which are there. But let's really clean it. Let's use those 20 seconds of soap and water. Clean it properly. We have a Aseres Meitshiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us such a present. Such a matuna. He's so close. And we have such opportunity to be able to use it in such a moiridika way. If you think into a little bit, What does tshiva mean? And what is tshiva? We're so used to the word. Well, we should be used to it, because tshiva kadma la'olam. Tshiva's been around before the world's been around. It's a concept which has been around long before the world was created. But if we think into a little bit, it's absolutely mind-boggling. It's a pachad when we think into the matuna of what tshiva is. Imagine in our days, in our normal day-to-day life, somebody got caught on a speeding camera, chas v'shulam, he sped and he went a little bit too quick, and he got flashed. And he was going quick, and he got pulled into court. He wasn't just going 5 miles an hour above the speed limit. And they want to take away his license. And he stands there in front of the judge, and he says, "I'm so sorry, sir." He said, "Very nice, you're very sorry, but that will be a £3,000 fine, and you lose your license for 6 months. You can beg and whatever it is, but it won't help very much. He might get a lenient sentence compared to what he would get if he were just to walk into the court and start laughing at the whole process. But there's no way of just saying, 'I'm so sorry.' There's consequences for our actions. If Chas v'Shulam is a little bit more serious, and the Eibusha look eaten, the tax investigation, somebody has a tax investigation, and it can make him crazy, and they go through all his accounts, and they find the mistakes, and they found something, and they start pulling up, and they give him a huge fine, a very big fine, and he goes and says, 'I'm so sorry.' So sorry means, if I would have known, I would have got caught, I wouldn't have done it. But it doesn't help to say sorry anymore. I tell you, if you would have cried, that the mushal is, if you would have cried before, you wouldn't have to cry now. We have to pay consequences for what we do. Somebody goes into a bank and takes out a mortgage on a house, and then the bank wants to go and repossess it. Say, "I'm so sorry, I feel really bad, I really want to pay you, I just don't have it." So now, I understand you feel very bad. Soon you'll feel even worse without a roof over your head. There is a teva ho'olam, that however much we say sorry, we still have to pay the consequences. It's a fact of life. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu b'roiv tivoy v'chastoy, we've taken His bria, His oilam, His bria which He created, not lehetiv libriyosav. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world for one tachlis, to do toivus for people. He wanted to be meitiv libriyosav. So therefore, He created, and we're inside His luxury resort. We have a free access, a free VIP pass to come into His luxury resort which He created for us. The most beautiful resort with the most beautiful mountains, heavens, earth, beautiful scenery, beautiful food and water, air, which we have, koila neshuma ta'alaka lelika, kol neshima neshima, which means so much more after these last 6 months. Every breath we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us and gives us and gives us and gives us. And what does He say? Just use what I'm giving you in the way I've asked you. Don't use it in a different direction. In our Yetzer Hara, he's a malach. And he's not very happy with the situation. And he comes and fights us. And he comes and pulls at us. And he's a malach ha-mashchis. And he doesn't leave go from the second we wake up in the morning till the second we go at night. We're constantly battling a malach. Yaakov Avini fought with a malach one night, and there was a whole vayov ke'imoy. We're fighting with this malach every second of our lives. We never get a break. And therefore, sometimes we get pulled down. Sometimes we lose a battle. We can lose lots of battles. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu turns around and says, "What did you do? I gave you my precious world, a VIP pass b'chinam. I've never billed you for it. All I've asked you is please do what I've asked you to do. And not only that, if you do it, I'll pay you so much. You'll have netzach netzuchim. You'll have hanu and oilam haba, which you can't even fathom. It's impossible to describe it. It's impossible to understand what's going to be for every little thing." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, if you're going to mess up, I'm going to help you. If you're going to mess up, you should know there's consequences. And it's going to be difficult to help us to keep on the straight and the narrow. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed. Chas v'shulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not out there looking, "Oh, maybe he's going to trip up and I can get hold of him and I can catch him. Maybe he'll mess up and I'll be able to chap him and give him a oinish." Chas v'shulam, chas v'shulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He loves us so much that He went and created the whole world just for us. B'shvil Yisroel, b'shvil HaToyre, Zoch Bereshis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed. But if we mess up, well, there's consequences. That's the facts. We have to clean our neshama. We have to pay off the debt. We have to restore our neshama to its glory. We have to restore our neshama to its beautiful natural state which we received it. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu turns around and says, if you mess up and you tell me I'm sorry, we'll erase everything. It is so mind-boggling. It is so unusual that if not that we were used to it, we just wouldn't be able to grasp it. It doesn't make any sense. Let's go into the bank, tell them I'm sorry. I'll let you keep the house. Tell them I'm sorry, you won't get the tickets, you won't lose the license. Avada happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns around, with the avlu we do to him is millions of times bigger than the avlu we do to any other natural thing we do nowadays, to anybody who's alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a mative. And we turn around and we tell him, I'm sorry. I really didn't want to do it. I did this and this. I accept responsibility. I know I can blame the whole world. But I admit, it's easy to blame someone else. But I admit it was me who was shildig. I'm the one at fault. That's why we say 10 times, of Yom HaKudosh, of Shamni, Bogadni, Al-Khayt, hitting into us. It's very easy to blame everyone else. But we have to accept responsibility. We're going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I admit, I am at fault. I know the circumstances around me maybe weren't taka the ones which helped me towards to get where I wanted to get to. But I always had the choice. And I'm accepting responsibility for whatever I did. And then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm sorry for what I did. And we tell him, I'm going to try and be a different person. I'm going to try and be good. I said yesterday I'm going to be good. I said last year I'm going to be good. I have said every single Yom Kippur since I've been born I'm going to be good. But this time I really mean it. The Bi'an Rebbe once told me over a Masa from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. Rebbe Reb Zisha used to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh every night before he went to sleep. Halavai, our mitzvah should look like his avairus. And he used to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh and he used to write down on a piece of paper all the avairus he had that day. And then he used to cry bitter tears. Until his tears used to erase his paper, the ink which he wrote down on the paper, the Averis. That's how much he used to cry bitter tears over the Averis he did that day. And then afterwards, he used to tell the Eibishter, but you're going to tell me that last night I did the same thing. Last night I also cried, and last night I also said I'm sorry. But I still, look at how many Averis I did today. But you should know, tonight I really, really mean it. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, to really mean it. Actually, says the Lushna Rambam, I don't remember the Lushna exactly, but the Lushna Rambam is actually Deya Talimus Kolev, till the one who knows the hidden things inside every heart can be made on the person as he won't do that very again. We see these words, we get scared. What do you mean we won't do that very again? We know ourselves. We're fooling? We can fool the whole world. We're not the Eibishter. How can we fool him and say we're not going to do it again? Actually, Deya Talimus Kolev, that the minute that we are, that situation when we are, when we get to that dagger, then we say sorry with our full heart. At that present moment, we really never want to do that thing again. Avada, in 2 seconds time, we're going to have another battle. We're fighting a malach. Avada, we're fighting a sultan. Avada, we're fighting somebody who's out. A mesis or mediach is out to get Klal Yisrael. Avada. But we have. That second, we really mean it. Like the Rebbe Reb Zisha said, but this time I really mean it. And the Eibishter knows. And the Eibishter looks into our hearts, now Kloyus Velev. And he looks around and says, I know that you mean what you're saying. And everything gets wiped out. Everything gets cleaned. Everything becomes a different world. Everything becomes a pure neshuma. A pure neshuma. But we need Gevaldige Siyata Deshmaya for it. We need Gevaldige Siyata Deshmaya to be able to get there. Because tshuva is such a concept which is hard to grasp, how can I just say I'm sorry and get everything wiped out? It's hard to internalize. And it's hard to realize that it really, really happens. It really, really happens. It's not just make-believe. It's not a ke'ili, his anapedala tanaisim. It's not a ke'ili. I think one of the Geri Rebbes used to say, there's a one, the Welt asks the question, why on Motzi Yom Kippur do we say by Ma'ariv Slach Luni? Slach Luni? We've just spent, why? We haven't, what have we done? We just spent the whole Yom Kippur. We're just moichel all our averes. We're standing in Shil. What could we have done? Not by Burachum. He's got a good one. But that one we haven't gone too fast yet. But Slachluni, he said on Slachluni, but you're right. We've got to. The Ger Rebbe said that the reason we ask the Aibisha Slachluni for one big Aveira, we don't have a richtige minna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel our Aveiras. We have to live it. We have to believe it. When a person knows he got a fresh slate, and when somebody believes with all his heart, because it's true, when somebody believes with all his heart he got a fresh slate, how do we behave afterwards? If we buy a brand new car, we're careful it shouldn't get scratched. We're careful it shouldn't get even a little dirt mark. We're careful if somebody touches it with their fingers. But once my car's been on the street, and there's over a Yiddish car after Shtiktat, it's unique, and there's no other car in the world that looks like it, because it's been decorated in every corner in a different way, shape and form, then it doesn't really bother me anymore than another scratch goes on somewhere. If somebody bashed into me, I'll give him a smile. I said, okay, it's no problem. Let's carry on. But if we believe with Emunah Shleima, our neshumas became restored. Such a beautiful, clean slate. A chelek lekam imal. We should be dancing from joy. That's why Motzi Yom Kippur taka we dance. The Ashiyas that taka sing Motzi Yom Kippur before they start Birachim. And beyond taka in the Groza Shiel, the Rebbe stands on the Bima and the Oilam sings and dance on the spot before we start Birachim. It's a gewaldige simcha. We've restored our neshumas to their natural state. From Oiz v'chedva bim koimoy to the gewaldige simcha we have. But we have to believe it with all our hearts. And if we know it's true, then we can work towards it. Then we can try and get there and we become Anushim, Chadushim, we become completely new people. Rama Moses says a Lushan, I remember the Lushan exactly. He says, Esmoil Hoyom, Shikitz, Messiah, and yesterday a person who did Averius was abominable. You couldn't stand around him. It was unbearable, the stench. And with this minute, he became a new person. So Paskin to Shulchan Aruch, somebody was Mekadesh Isha, Menosha, and it's Tzadik Gume. Harezi Mekideshes. It's not a joke. We're talking about Kedishas Amistrul. She either got married or she didn't get married. Harezi mikiteshes. It's intergenimen. Hare imani tzadik gume. Zuk de gemuru, why shem a hira b'tshiva? It's enough. A hira b'tshiva. You're trying to tell me the guy was mahara b'tshiva changed his lifestyle in 1 minute? It's impossible. He didn't change his natural tavas. He didn't change his things which pull him down. He didn't change the things which make him go and stumble. But he made that decision. He made the decision, I'm going to change. The minute he made, the second he made that decision, I'm going to change, he became a Udam Chudash. He's not the same person anymore. He's a complete new person. It's not the same person who was here a minute ago. Avado would distinguish when we say on Yom Kippur, every Yid when he says it, he really means it. We have the chance to work on it and to talk to the Eibishter. He's close to us. Let's have a conversation with him. Let's talk to him. Tell him it's difficult. Who doesn't know it's difficult if not the Eibishter? He's the one who creates our situations. Talk to him during the day. It's not just during Shemini Esra. We go on the street, we're driving, we're walking. Just have a conversation with him. Hashem, this is what my day looks like. This is what my week looks like. This is why I trip up sometimes. This is why it's difficult for me. I don't know how to get better. But I want to. Please teach me how. Every day, Hashiveini Hashem Ilecha v'no Shiva. What do you mean? Shiva's for us to do. Tell the Eibishter to bring us back. Yeah, bring us back. Hashiveini Ovini l'serusecho. Hashiveini Ovini. Hashiveini, bring us back. We don't know. We've lost the way. We have no road signs. We don't know how to get there. We're a lost sheep. We're after so many years in Gulis. We're nearly 2,000 years. We've been thrown out of your house, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we're not giving up. We're still here. We're still going to try. Whatever happens to us, whatever we understand, whatever we don't understand, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, whether Nebuchadnezzar had tzuras, whether Baruch Hashem had simchas, we're never giving up. But we don't know how to get to you. Hashiveini Hashem, bring us back to you. Help us to make the right kabulas. Help us. Ritzineini lasis ritzoncho. As the famous Tfilah from Rebbe Meilich, Vahmi Ma'akev, who's stopping us getting there? So'osha be'isa, the Eitzahura, v'shibit malchias, and the life which we live in, which we shibit to the goyim, to all our daily lives. But Ayid wants, and if Ayid wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens, says, you want to come home? My tire is zin, come! There was a Yid in Bian. It was a famous Yid. The story goes with his name also, but a Sufik, let's say without his name. He lived to a Shtik Tzatzrik. And he came up from communist Russia. He came up to Eretz Yisrael. And Nebuch, he was a tyre, was a Dohoi ben Achused. He was something special. And Nebuch, one of his kids got lost to the communist party in those times. It was a nest, anybody who stayed. And one of his kids became a Groyser communist party member. And Versteitzich, his father, had lots of Yisirim from that. And he used to say, they came to these tyre take. He said, just imagine if I have a knock on my door once. Have a son who doesn't keep a single mitzvah in the Torah. He doesn't know a word of Yiddishkeit. He has nothing to do with anything. A koifer in the Eibishter himself. Just imagine I have a knock on my door. And open up my door. And I see my son standing in front of me. And he bursts into crying. He tells me, Tati, I want to come home. What would I do? I would forget everything which had happened till today. I would grab him, hug him, give him such a kiss. Tell him, entire Zin, my precious son, come inside. It would be the Yom Simcha. It would be such a Yom Simcha. He changed? He's done anything? He's done a single mitzvah which he hadn't done a minute before he knocked on that door? I wouldn't think that he's a Nebuch Gwein, Achal, Shabbos Gwein, all these years until now. Nebuch, every other mitzvah which he hasn't done, all the various which he has done. Everything would dissolve. Everything would disappear. Everything would disintegrate. I'd have one thing, a pure love to my entire Zin, knocking on my door, telling me, Tati, I want to come home. We're knocking on the Eibishter's door. We don't even have to knock on his door. At Noisin Yad Lapoishim, Kodesh Baruch Hu stands there. He stretches out his hands to us. And he asks us, please come home. All we have to do is say, yes, Tati, I'm coming. Kodoidi Doifek says in Shashim, the Eibishter is knocking on our door. Doidi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Doifek, Yinusi Samusi, he's talking to Klal Yisrael. Come home, Matair Kindelach. I know you've strayed a little bit here and there. I'm going to overlook everything. Do me one favor. Decide now you want to come home. The way back will be difficult. You might have to go to rehabilitation. You might have to go into therapy. You might have to go to specialists. You might have to do I don't know what types of paths. But do me a favor. Make that decision. You want to come home. And then take the smallest step forward. Take the smallest step forward and start the path. Not just to say I'm sorry, but a kabul ala usid, anything, as long as it's tiny. Because if you take too much of a step, anybody who's into rehabilitation, if somebody goes too much, it's going to slip. Take the tiniest step forward. Don't listen to them, v'yetzahura, all of a sudden it's going to become this big tzaddik, and this big chusid, and tell him, no, you've got to become this great heilige yid all of a sudden. All of a sudden you've got to do big mitzvahs, all of a sudden you've got to stop. Make a kabula that you're never going to look at your dalad amos. All of a sudden, you're never going to talk to anybody, any lushon hara in your life, not. You're never going to say a word in the middle of your chavrisa, and you're never going to talk a word. You're never going to look at your siddur during davening. All of a sudden, Yitzhur gets all holy on us. Leave him alone. We have one day a year that we are freed from him. On Yom HaKudosh, we have this precious day when we can talk to the Hashem without having this outside bad influence. Just imagine if the Eibishter would put the Yetzirah in our shoes. Do you think he would succeed? Do you think he would manage? If he would be a bus of a dom like us, do you think he'd be any better than us? And Dot Shtaita via Groysa Tzadik and tells the Eibishter, look what they didn't do right, they didn't do this right, didn't do that right, didn't do this, give them this punishment. Chazal tell us, if somebody does an Aveira, he can't tell somebody else off. He's no better than us. He's nothing. And we are Amchu Yisrael, we are the Eibishter's Tyre nation. We are bunim la mukim, we're tired children. And we say, Tati, we're coming home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyuchel melts from nachas, and melts from, dissolves his heart from pleasure. Ah, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you did, but I want you home. You want to come home, please, I'm taking you in, I'll clean you completely, and I'll help you to carry on, and I'll help you to go further. Somebody told me over my uncle, Rabbi Aaron Weissfisch, the Lazangazint, told me over a shtickler from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Schisse Jugend Aleini, as he was known as every year he used to make a Rosh Hashanah from the words from the year. And Tufshin Nin Aleph, which I can't not sure guaranteeing, but somebody told me that was the last time they ever did it, because he became not well afterwards and he was nifta, I think, in Tufshin Nin Beis. Oh, but in Tufshin Nin Aleph, the Rebbe wrote, said in the Sicha, as Tehei Shnas Er Eni Niflues. Rosh Tevis of Tufshin Nin Aleph is Tehei Shnas Er Eni Niflues. It should be a year when the Eibusha should show us Niflues. And that year there was so many Niflues. There was a Gulf War. And they tried, Saddam Hussein tried to wipe us off the map. He tried to kill us. He didn't just talk, he shot 39 missiles, if I'm not mistaken. And he tried to wipe out Klal Yisrael with each one. And there was Nisim Nifluos. It was a Tehesh Nasser, any Nifluos. There was such open Nifluos that year. Oh, but the Pele is in Tufshin Nin Aleph. The Rebbe said, as Tufshin Pei Aleph, is Tehesh Nasser, any Peluos. 30 years ago, the last year which the Rebbe wrote to Rosh Tevis, he wrote Tehesh Nasser, any Lewis. He spoke about our year. None of the other years in between, I think. Tufshin Nin Aleph is Areni Niflues. Tufshin Pei Aleph is Areni Pelues. We're going to see so many Pelues. Once Mashiach comes, the Gemara says on it, it's Yumim She'ein Ben Chayfetz. How can somebody say about Mashiach is days we don't want? But it's the same when a person comes to Olam Haba. It's too late then to turn around and say, yeah, I do want to still say, I still want to do mitzvahs. I still want to be Mekayim Torah. Time's over. You had the amount of time you had to play, and now here you get the rewards. When Mashiach's going to come, it's game over. Avada is going to be Moirdik. It's going to be L'hoikim Shechinta Mi'afra. It's going to be Kvod Shemaim. It's going to be V'simloich Atu Hi Hashem Elokeinu Levadecho Akol Ma'asecho. It's going to be V'chein Tein Pachtecho Akol Ma'asecho. It's going to be V'chein Yiskadish. But it's game over for us, because we're not fighting anymore. We have no battle. We're up to the Oilam Shekiloi, Shekiloi Nachas, the Oilam Shekiloi Hanua, Oilam Shekiloi Nenem Aziv Shechinusa Yisburach. We have to chaperan. It's going to be Areni Peluos. And we're waiting every minute. So I heard somebody said Tufshin Pei was Tehesh Nas Pisoim. Should be the year that Mashiach is going to come all of a sudden. It's not over. Tehesh Nas Pisoim Umayn. That Mashiach is going to come all of a sudden. We're going to get such a shock. However much we think we're ready for him, when that shofar blows, we're going to get such a shock. We just learned at Afiyomi that even if we don't hear that Eliyahu Nuvi came, it could be he came to Beis Din HaGudol and we didn't know about it. We have to wait. We're going to hear this Tekaba Shofar Gudol any second. And it's going to blow the Shofar. Everything is going to disappear. The Gemara tells us that the minute Mashiach comes, that's why the Gemara just now, Afiyomi, whoever knows Afiyomi knows, that the Gemara just said now, yesterday I think it was, or 2 days ago, that the day that Mashiach comes, Mashiach can come on a Friday. Why can't Eliyahu Nuvi come on a Friday? Because we're going to greet Eliyahu Nuvi. We won't have time to prepare for Shabbos. But Mashiach can come on a Friday. Why can't Mashiach come on a Friday? We're going to do the same thing. Whole of Klal Yisrael is going to go out to be Mekabel Panei Mashiach. Who's going to prepare our Truland? Says the Gemara, the second Mashiach comes, every goy in the world is going to become our servants. It's going to happen instantly. He can come 10 minutes before Shabbos. He can come 2 hours before Shabbos. We're not going to have any problem. The minute he comes, everyone's going to do all our preparations for us for Shabbos. It's going to happen so pissoim. It's going to happen so suddenly. Naiv shel helfen, it should happen hand to hand. We should be zoiche, so zan, ashnas, peluos, ashnas gilav yeshia. We should all be zoiche, so veren geschriben, besifren shel tzadikim gemirim, so zan git for klal Yisrael. It says, is git, mazol zain de git. Naiv shel helfen, so unnemen into the tshiva, into the ahava tzeim. And we should be mayim punim al punim. We should be able to show the ahava back to him what he's showing us. We should be able to mirror it off. And we should be able to be zoicha tzah, slicha, mechila, v'chapurim, yitzhem, umayim.